Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your life?
Ngenda kusaba mbodize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you to greet your brethren.
Oyongere okumwaniriza.
And move on, we'll come them.
Eri omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Unto the light of the word of God.
Gwongere okumwakira.
To move on, lighten to them.
Nogumulisize kubo lyabakwatamu.
Enlightens them the way they should take.
Etukira damula mu butagwawo.
That reaching to the eternal life.
Ngabwayogera mu Zaburi ya 119.
As it speaks in the Psalms 119, verses 105.
Ekigambo kya Katonda tabaza.
That the word of God is a lamp.
Egina maso tumulisiza ebigere byaffe.
Enlightens our feet.
Era musano okutumulisiza olugendo lwaffe.
It's a light unto our path.
Ngatujukira ndi kyawandikwa mu Timotheo ekisooka esuli y'omukaaga.
And remember it's written in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Onyolo musango.
In the verse 7.
Tuwalita kina kimu ku nseno.
We brought nothing on this world.
Suri tulidayo n'ekimu.
And we shall go back with nothing.
Rugendo lwa fuje twava.
We have our journey we came from.
It take a do okuda.
Where we are meant to go back.
Ngaba Filipo 3:2 bwagamba.
As Philippians 3:20 says.
Kubanga ewafe mugulu.
That because our citizen is in heaven.
Era tulindira omulokozi wafe okuveyo.
And we await our savior to come from there.
Atwali tuberenga naye.
That he take us we be with him there.
Ngaba yasubiza mu Yohana 14.
As he promised in the John 14.
Nulisoka pa ku loku 5.
Verses 1 to 5.
Buyagamba nti agenza tutegekere ebifo.
Where he says he's going to prepare places for us.
Kali mu rugendo lwa foru.
Now in that our journey.
Mburanga tumulisibwa omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Move us be enlightened light of the word of God.
Tulyoke tutuuke obulungi.
That we can reach well.
Ngati wali kwesitala.
And there's no stumbling.
Kubanga atambula emisana.
For the one who moves in the day.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
In the light of the word.
Teyesitala.
He does not stumble.
Atambula mu kizikiza ekyo. Eky'obutamanya.
And the one who walks in darkness of ignorance.
Ekizikiza ekitamulisiddwa musana gwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Darkness not enlightened light of the word of God.
Yes, talanga ali magombe.
They stumble as they are in hell.
Eranga alindire nyanje y'omuliro.
And they await the lake of fire.
Okufa okwenna kuzonna.
They are everlasting death.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Ne kumulundi guno.
Even on this time.
Atukunganyiza.
He has gathered us.
Okuyita mu linnya ly'omwana we Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Through the name of his son of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yaleka ekiragiro ky'ofuula amanga gonna abayigirizwa.
You left a command make all nations disciples.
Kubw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the spirit of God.
Weyatulekera tukulemberamu okutuuka lwalidda.
Whom he left us to lead us till he'll come back.
Kali twongere okussaamu kitaffe ekitiibwa.
Now we move on honor the Father.
Olw'omulimu gw'okutukuŋŋaanyanga.
The word of gathering us always.
Kali katwongere omusana ogw'ekigambo kye.
That he adds us light of his word.
Ngatadde omwoyo we masekati gaffe.
Has put us his spirit now mid us.
Ranga mtadde ne muffe
and is even put him in us.
Ngatumidde ko ne nkumi zaba malaika.
Even sent upon thousands of angels.
Bagene maso okuweereza ffe abasikira obulokozi
galeero. And the people serve us we inherit salvation like today.
Yes, yabazibonyo.
Praise Jesus.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba for Bible.
And our Bible reader Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinyerya mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move on reach unto you.
Ekitundu ekyokutaano akatundu kali F.
Part 5F.
Akapulani ya Katonda.
Of God's plan.
Eyokulwanyisa enkwe za Satani.
Of fighting against Satan's devices.
Zazakolera ensi yonna.
That is come making for the whole world.
Okuva omwaka 2019.
From the year 2019.
Mpaka omwaka 2022.
Up to the year 2022.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuchagenda maso.
We are still moving on.
Okulaba ekyokusatu.
To see the third.
Kwebyo ebintu ebisatu ebyaba mu mwaka gwa 2019.
Among the three mysterious things which happened there 2019.
Ebyokukola enkyukakyuka nene ku nsi.
Those to make great changes on this world.
Okutuuka okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
To the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
N'enkomerero y'emirembe.
And the end of the earth.
Era nga tukyalaba.
And we are still seeing.
Lwaki mu mwaka ogwa 2019.
Why in the year 2019.
Katonda yolesa omubulizi w'enjiri ow'ensi yonna.
God envisioned the worldwide evangelist.
Pastor Benny Hinn.
Pastor Benny Hinn.
Okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Even
revival and restoration of all things
that's
based here in our nation Uganda.
And we
understood
that the
mighty move of the Holy Spirit,
even
revival and restoration of all things,
the
Holy Spirit is going to be moving in double portion of His
fullness,
even to look into the triple portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So as we still move on, to see the working of fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God in the single portion, double portion,
and triple portion,
even the triple portion. In this revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be all the days. Praise Jesus, man. So we saw the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and it is made of the seven spirits of God.
Those
explained most in Isaiah 11, the verse
2,
where there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So far
we've seen the three spirits among the seven, how they can work in the single portion, in double portion, in the triple portion. And then we saw the Spirit of the Lord. We saw the Spirit of wisdom. And we saw the Spirit of understanding. On this time, we want to move on to see the Spirit of counsel, the way He works in single portion,
double portion,
in double portion,
ne triple portion,
and the triple portion.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
So twagalukoye kanga tutandikira wenyeni.
So we want to begin right from there.
Tulaba ato moyo wokuteesa.
And we see the Spirit of counsel.
Ye akola atya.
How He works.
Mubikwatagana ne single portion,
in the single portion,
double portion,
double portion,
the triple portion,
in the triple portion.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Single portion,
in the single portion,
abantu nuliddwa nga omoyo w'obunabbi,
is looked at as the spirit of prophecy,
omoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera,
the spirits of time and season,
omoyo w'ebipimo,
the spirit of the measurements.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Awutuba tumutunuliddwa omoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
There we have looked to Him, spirit of the counsel of God,
omoyo w'obunabbi,
as the spirit of prophecy,
omoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera,
spirit of time and seasons,
era omoyo w'ebipimo,
and the spirit of measurements.
Kuba bw'ayogera naffe okusinziira mu Isaiah 11.
But when He speaks with us according to Isaiah chapter
11,
in the verse
2,
these seven spirits of God, where there is the spirit of counsel spoken of like this, let's read, we hear. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye, omoyo gwa magezi no kutegera, omoyo gwo kutesa na amanyi, omoyo gwo kumanya no kutia mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus, much.
Tuulirako omoyo w'okuteesa.
So we hear on the spirit of counsel, on those seven spirits of God.
Naye omoyo w'okuteesa mu single portion,
but the spirit of counsel in single portion,
kugambye aba akola ng'omoyo w'obunabbi,
I'm told he works as the spirit of prophecy,
ate nakola ng'omoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera,
and he works as the spirit of the times and seasons,
eby'ekigambo kya Katonda,
of the word of God,
na buli kintu ekiba wansi w'enjuba,
everything that up under the sun,
era n'agenda maaso okuba omoyo w'ebipimo,
and he moves on to be the spirit of the measurement.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Okusinziira mu kubikkulirwa essuula y'19,
according to Revelation chapter
19
verses 10,
aba agenze kola ng'omoyo w'obunabbi,
he has gone to work as the spirit of prophecy,
ng'ayogera bw'ati,
and he speaks like this.
Okubikkulirwa essuula y'19:10.
Revelation chapter 19 verses 10.
Nenvunama maso gebigerebye okumusinza. Nangamba ntiraba, tokola bwotyo. Nimudumu no, era w'omubaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Sinza Katonda, kubanga okutegeeza kwa Yesu gwe mwoyo gw'obunnabbi.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See, you do it not. I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
he works as the spirit of prophecy. One who governs all the testimony of Christ. Who governs all the scriptures that they come to pass. And if you want to have the spirit of prophecy in you, the spirit of counsel, it's to fill scriptures in your life. Then you can speak them and they come to pass. That's what they say. That all the testimony of Christ, we speak of the scriptures. It's the spirit of prophecy. Because in John chapter 5, verse 39, our Lord Jesus said, all scriptures speak and testify of him. All the scriptures, they are a testimony of him. That is why he speaks saying like this. Let's read we hear. John chapter 5, verses 39.
Muno nyambia wandikibwa. Kubanga mwemulo ozanti. Mubyo mulina obulamu obutagwao. Nebyo byebitegeze byange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He said we seek in the scriptures, and in them you think there is life, but they are what testify of mine. It is my testimony. Those are what will testify of me.
Now,
anytime you feel scriptures, you are being filled with the spirit of counsel, the spirit of times and seasons. Don't even move to understand me. When you're being filled with the Holy Spirit most in this revival, in the restoration of all things, when you reach level, you want to be filled with spirit of counsel, you'll be filled of scriptures first. Because in Revelation 19 verse 10 he says, for the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And it tells you in John chapter 5, verse 39, and
he
says, we search in the scriptures, hoping in them there is life. But they are what testify what is his. They are what testify what is his. It is his testimony. It's the beginning of spirit of prophecy to be within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Prophecy is not divination. Divination is what cometh out of the
aspects.
It cometh from the demons. But if you are in prophecy, you begin within scriptures. Begin the spirit of counsel of God. You've gotten the counsel of God. You've gotten the mindset of God in you.
Yes,
praise is Jesus much. That's why he tells you most in the Corinthians.
1
Corinthians chapter 2. That we have the mindset of Christ in us. We have the counsel of God. The counsel of Christ in our lives. We have the prophecy. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 16.
Kubanga ani yali ategedde okuloza kwa mukama waffe aliokamu igirize na yeffe tulina okuloza kwa Kristo.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Hey,
yes. You see, if you
want
to get the counsel of God, the spirit of prophecy to begin a foundation in you, the spirit of counsel, you get the real mind of God. The mindset of God, they are the scriptures. For it speaks, saying, all the scriptures have the inspiration of God. They have the inspiration of God, that they are spoken in the spirit of prophecy, and they are meant to come to pass. Those coming to pass today, those to come to pass, even those to come to pass at the end,
if
a person will be planted in the spirit of prophecy, he is the spirit of counsel,
he is
in the spirit of the scriptures. For all the scriptures have inspiration of God. Those are the real thoughts of God. Let's read, we see.
Timseo Echokubiri, Esulaya Kusatu, Olinyiri Wakumina Mkaga.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
Buliyeviawa Echawa Nikiwa, Chirino Kurungamia Kwa Katonda, Erachika Solo Kuigiriza. Oroku nenyanga, oroku telezanga, oroku buliriranga, okuli mubutuki rivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. Scriptures have the inspiration of God. That you get the thoughts of God. You get the real mindset of God. So in the spirit of counsel, when he works in single portion, in revival and restoration of things, is the spirit of prophecy, verses within the whole scriptures, to be able to fulfill them all.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That's why our Lord Jesus spoke, saying in the John chapter 15 verse 7, that if you are abiding in me
and
my words abide in you, you shall ask all you need, it will be given you. You want to be quickened in life, the fulfillment of things you need in this life, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the scriptures,
which
move in the times and seasons.
And
when you look in the scriptures, you cannot
just
say, ask as it is written here. It's meant to happen. The spirit of prophecy would have begun in your life, the spirit of counsel of God. That's why he has told you, John chapter 15 verse 7, he says like this. John chapter 15, verse
7.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise Jesus
Christ.
If we abide in Christ, it's proven if we are in him, what proveth is his scriptures, and we have the spirit of prophecy, then we ask for prophets are heard. The prophets of God, they are heard. If God has nowhere, he will say that who is this bringing darkness and counsel with words without knowledge.
For
if you are in the spirit of the counsel of God, you are in the spirit of prophecy. You are in the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of the scriptures. You have to quote the scriptures.
And
if you quote, follow with the times and seasons, they have to come to pass. You know why? For Ecclesiastes says, the chapter 3 in the verse 1 that every word written here in the prophecy, it has its times and seasons, and every issue, let's read we hear.
Omubulizi esula ya kusatu olinyolisoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1.
Buli chintu chirike ntuko yacho na buli kigambe kiri wansi weguru chirike kisera chacho.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes. Everything reaching under the sun and every purpose
or
every purpose of God. For the purpose of God, they are His scriptures. Sure. He fulfills it. That's why the Bible says that God cannot hearken to sinners, but those who worship Him and who do His will, He hearkens to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the mindset of God and all His will, they pass through the spirit of counsel. They are the entire scriptures. It's the spirit of prophecy begun in your life. Even fulfillment if you're found quoting those scriptures. The fulfillment of those scriptures, they put angels in place. That they fulfill those scriptures. For they are all in prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As you begin foundation, get spirit of counsel in your life. In the single portion we train you, it's only scriptures. To even know their times and seasons. Lest you quote them in times not right.
If
you will know that by the spirit of God. You will get a scripture and pray through it and it comes to us. Because God put there thousands of angels to fulfill the scriptures. Because they are prophecy. And we after we held on them and we walk by them, they are there to fulfill them. We say Psalms 103 verse 20. And he says like this. Psalms 103 verses
20.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Yes. Bless the Lord, you his angels, those who fulfill his word, as you hearken to the voice of the word. If you quote anywhere and where you've quoted, it's the times and seasons. In the Holy Scriptures, they put thousands of angels to fulfill them. That's why you see spirit of counsel. It's called the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of times and seasons. The spirit who fulfills the scriptures. He makes a foundation in your life. And then outside he guides you to fulfill. The thousands of angels. If I hint on you on angels committed to that work. In the Revelations chapter 5. Verses 11. They are totaling to 100 trillions. Now scriptures, you think how many are they? Join up all these scriptures. You can find that they are equal. And they also in trillions.
Now
imagine each of them was given an angel.
No,
though they exceed the
100 trillion.
You think when 100 trillion of angels,
and
each is given 30 scriptures to fulfill them. Can they fail? You first read me those angels. Revelations chapter 5, verses 11.
Nendaba, nempulire eddoboozi lya malayika abangi, abetoolodde entebe, n'ebiramu, n'abakadde. N'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi, emirundi obukumi, mu enkumi, emirundi enkumi.
And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne of the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and 10,000 of thousands. When you multiply them well, they total to 100 trillions of the holy angels. Spoken of Psalms 103 verses 20. They are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God as they hearken to its voice. And when you pray, quote the voice of the scripture, and they are in their time and seasons, in the spirit of counsel, the spirit of prophecy, they are going to be fulfilled.
Not
putting much strength.
They are
just await the voice of the scripture. Say what? For they fulfill the word of God as they hearken to the voice of his words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that the spirit of prophecy, that's why you have to watch yourself of the scriptures if you want the real foundation of prophecy in your life. For these angels say in Revelation chapter 22 verses 8 unto 9, angel Gabriel said, we are laborers together with those who keep the words of this book. Now to say, and they are ready to work with those who keep the words of the book. For the words of prophecy, they have to come to pass. You know the holy angels, they don't want to work with things which don't come to pass.
And
they work with you on what reason?
For
they have sure deals, the words of God come to pass. They see them ability. And they are called the mighty ones. Those fulfilling the word of God. As they hearken the voice of his words. That these are mighty ones, they have to fulfill it no matter what. Here, if on the world we thought of the holy scriptures to be the minds of God, to be the counsel of God to us, to be the prophecy of God which is meant to come to pass,
the
scriptures would have been the major ones in us. For in them is all light which enlightens us, that coming from our living God. For God is the light, even the word released its light. Light
so,
only. So in single portion of spirit of counsel, I am going to end you there. Then when we enter double portion of the spirit of counsel, then we look to measuring the most things. And in here he has an entire group of angels to measure up all things those needed. But gets off from the level of measuring those created. For
he's
the one who worked on the measurements as they created the heavens and earth. The heaviness of this planet, it will be heavy to what? Yet it's encased in the space rotating.
So when we
enter in it, we've gone to measurements. When we enter double portion, those measure all things, those in the world.
ensi n'ebirimu byonna.
Even to measure up the earth in the fullness of it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kyovulamu kubikulirwa.
That's why you see in Revelation.
Esule y'omukaaga.
Chapter 6. Verses 5 to 6. We see of the angels with the scales. They work under the spirit of counsel, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the times and seasons, the spirit of the measurements. Let's read, we hear. Revelation chapter 6 from verse 5.
Bwe yabembula kabonero akokusatu. Ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba era laba embalasi enzirugavu neyali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe.
And when he opened the third seal, I heard this third living creature say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on it had a pair of balances in his hand. Verses 6.
Ne mpulira ng'eddoboozi wakati w'ebiramu ebina nga lyogera nti ekiyi ky'eŋŋaano kya dinaali n'ebiyi bisatu ebya sayiri bya dinaali amafuta n'omubisi so tobyonoona.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see, you had not the oil and the wine.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit of counsel in the double portion, he can measure up all things, times and seasons, all of them. It's where we shall do all this you hear down, to rotate the world backwards, to pause it, never to move rotating, to move it ahead a little, even to restore it back to where it has been. He is in that system. To increase or reduce life.
Size.
To increase the height or to shorten the height. To make someone fat or make someone slim. To heal. All they move in that system. Even to cause sickness. You see, if God wanted you to get sick, it's hard.
He
can increase just the sugar in you, increase levels in it. You have diabetes.
Yes.
Just increase the blood to exit that you must to have. You are sick. Increasing just salt in that your body.
Now,
those are easy under spirit of counsel. According to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 to 15. He speaks this on the spirit of counsel. Here we've ceased to just speak of the scriptures. And they are fulfilled when you've not seen. But here is to see, it's to create. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 12.
Ani eyali ageza amazzi mu kibatu kye, n'apima eggulu n'oluta, n'agatta enfuufu ey'oku nsi mu kigera, n'apima ensozi mu minzaani, n'obusozi mu kipima.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of its hand, and measured out heaven with a span, and known the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Yes. You know God. He did all this. Water in the world, he measured it in span. When he passed the spirit of counsel. the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of measurements, of the times and seasons. And he measured, he knew the world needed this amount of water. If it increases it, what follows on the world always, you know, when waters increase, it's floods. Those are some of what we are going to do. You go on one water body, you measure up, and after you put back the water. And we say, Lord, increase water levels to this limit. Yes. Those prophet Moses are what he moved by. You gather dust, throw it in the space. Let lies appear in the world. Angels who fulfill working, they are always around. They get dust and give it life. And they turn into lies. Sure. It's very easy. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
here is what we did in this revival.
Well,
there are people with the big heads. Fulfill upon them all the scriptures, those which are dangerous. You know, they are scriptures and they are dangerous. Though you just read them, you just pass by them. For you read it, will come to pass, will be cast in the lake of fire. You skip that. That let us leave it.
It
come to pass, God will strike you to slim. Let us leave that. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
God, who can use spirit of counsel in creating, and he measures up the waters, what is going to do amene in the spirit of counsel in this time. He measured up the breadth of the heavens.
You
know, there are some nations we need to enlarge them. Yes, you enlarge
disorder
from where it has been ending, and it gets a disorder.
Everything
they wired, they measured them, they calculated them, they all appeared drunk, dead. Have you seen what we are heading on to? You know, God measured the dust of the earth, and it's just enough. But if you go get the sea,
Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, Atlantic Ocean. And you turn it into dust. Planet Earth can become more heavy, more than it has been. Now everything he had measured it. Now some shall increase them, others reduce them. To be able to break those with pride.
Atugambi wano.
He said, he measured even the hills in this earth. You just put the spirit of counsel, add some weight onto that mountain.
Or
lift it off, take it to another place.
So
the spirit of counsel just exists to be spirit of prophecy. And he enters into heavy things to reduce size or to increase it or to cause one grow taller or shorter, to cause sickness or to heal.
He
told you, if you just increase sugar levels in your body, okay, only temperature, body temperature.
And
increase that body temperature. You can get sick of fever. And you get headache till the head blows up.
If
you just increase pressure with that body, all the muscles can bust those who are moving blood. You know, they went to slap Harold.
Hey,
yes. They slapped him.
Blood pressure.
The blood
pressure.
He burst that in Margot's ate him immediately. Now there is ability of the move of the Spirit of God in might.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
What we call mighty move of the Holy Spirit. That move is not going to be a joke as you think of it. Believe this, you keep falling in your synagogues. That's not what we speak of. Speak of God to shift the mountain to another place. I waste time with you. You who can get guns attack other nations. You will wake up when your hands have been shortened.
And
they can't carry a gun. How will you handle it? We can even leave you when you
are
old. And your brains, we shall restore them back to when you're 2 months. And physically you're old, but their brains have been taken back to infant age.
That's where we are heading on to.
You just have to know this. I do it in this spirit. And I pass in these and these scriptures.
And
the seasons I'm to do them is when God did this. For in this work as he does it, he says, he will rise as he rose in the mountain Perazim. Yes.
That
what he does, he's ever done it before. Now he can resume and repeat it. And
in revival,
we restore all he has ever done. Yes. Means we're going to revive all things. Not all works he's ever done is going to revive them again. And you will see them under the sun. In the spirit of castle, those are what are to be done there. Even mountains in the world, they were measured, and the hills. Some of them, you even uprooted them from where they were put. They need to grow. If they uprooted late that
mountain,
you command them to grow again. You see how a mountain grows in the house?
Mukarina
in your story building? Those of creation are what to be in the double portion of spirit of
cancer.
I told you to increase or reduce. People tall and their eye
exalted,
and they will be shortened to become dwarfs. You just know that if you are doing this, we do it with this spirit
and
with this army of angels
who
fulfill the word of God,
then
enjoy this work. It's going to be interesting. Not just interesting,
it
already began to be interesting long back. Tell us to pray for you everything in you in the air to be formatted, we do that. And they format you. The one who has been a president, you wake up, go into the garden. That is what we put in that your mind. The second Daniel 5, 24, as we weighed you, and you are lacking. And they say, what is in you? Let's put it out. You wake up, Nebuchadnezzar going in the bush to become an animal. I would have spoken men on Ishil birds. Time cannot allow us to explain all at the same time. But the spirit of counsel in double portion, he has many elevated things in him. Let's first finish here in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13.
Isaiah, Isaiah 40,
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 13.
Ani eyali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama, oba eyamuwerera ebigambo n'amuyigiriza.
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him? Yes, you cannot be a counselor of God. God has a spirit of his counsel. He works as his counselor. That's when you hold until enter in the counsel of God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 14.
Ani gwe yali ategezeza naye ebigambo era ani yali amuyigiriza n'amutegeza mu kkubo ery'omusango n'amunnyonnyola okumanya n'amulaga ekkubo ery'okutegeera.
With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Who has he to counsel with? You sat with him and he took counsel on things to be in the world. And he said the world there will be hills and the waters. And you take counsel with him. Has the spirit of counsel, that is what he's into. Those are his great works. Now, if you live level of single portion, it fulfills all scriptures. Level of double portion is of creating. Measurements of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's finish the verse 15. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 15.
Laba, amawanga galinge tondo eriri munsua, eraba balibwange fufuge eriri muminzani. Laba, astule vizinga, nge chintu echitone nyo.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as fine dust. Yes. The spirit of counsel is where he measures up all these. All the nations. The people upon it.
He sees them
as you see a drop of water fall in a bucket.
If you say
that you're great people and the small,
the
spirit of castle authority he has in measuring. People in the world, he does not see that they are even heavy. The real world, when you carry the whole of it, planet Earth,
you
take it as dust. Something like paper. That's why it's in space, just rotating in space. But we see there are heavy things within it. There is one day God will take castle, and this planet will be thrown from where it is to go elsewhere. There are even people who need to be paused. Like in Joshua 10, verses 10 to 12. The sun and the moon to stand still. And they are paused there. We first finish what we do. This is
going
to happen in the spirit of counsel. And they pose us there like 4 hours. 10 hours that we first pass and we go. All those who do them with spirit of counsel. He's one who does that. We didn't first know ability can go to which far. He shifts the islands. You want which island? And they shift it from where it is. They take it elsewhere. As you're sleeping in the night.
An
entire island is being taken.
People
who
take it, the spirit is the one taking it.
Leave
alone these smaller islands moving around Lake Victoria. Island moving, it's big to the size of an entire village. In the twinkle of an eye, you are in another place. According to ability, I know on this
speed of castle.
He just measures, say, I need this speed.
Kilometers to do
these minutes, we run these kilometers. Those great things are also to come.
They
have a portion of spirit of counsel.
Now
when we look into the triple portion, then we've gone to God himself. And himself is the counsel. Himself is the measurements. For there is no counsel. There is no understanding. Neither wisdom which can fight him. He is the least counsel.
That's
why though people sit to counsel of great things. And we look to them, we say, look at this. And we believe one that two, three when they gather and is there. What we agree as his thoughts in us is what he does. For he thoughts they are the scriptures which are within us. But indeed there is no counsel. There is no wisdom.
There is
no understanding which can fight God. For himself is the counsel. He tells you counsel is mine. Proverbs 8. Verses 8. Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 8.
Ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu.
Let's read the verse 21. Let's come from verse 12.
Engero 8 olunyi lwa 12.
Proverbs 8 from verse 12.
Nze magezi mfudde obukabakaba okuba ennyumba yange era noonya okumanya n'okuteesa.
I wisdom dwell with prudency and find out knowledge and discretion. Verse 13.
Okutya Mukama kwe kukyawa obubi amala ne sukuuti n'ekuba ebbi n'akamwa akabambavu byenkyawa.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate. Verses 14.
Okutesa kwange n'okumanya okutuufu nze ndi kutegeera nina amaanyi.
Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. He owns them. Counsel is what are you going to take counsel about? All those he controls them by spirit of counsel. He spread everywhere in the heavens and earth. Though you sit in secret and you take counsel of secret things, we shall be here and the spirit of counsel connects here this meeting taking place.
Here
plotting words against the Lord and his Messiah. He goes back on the prophet Elisha. The ones with double portion. Those who look at the triple portion. Hear what the Philistines are planning. You will not take counsel and words in the world and we do not know them. Praise Jesus. For at least we go to the real leader, the owner of
country,
God himself, him the council. People, our nations as they sit. Nations sit down to take counsel. And God already understood them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Nations sit down, take counsel. When God already got to know about it. That's why in the Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30, he speaks this on both issues.
Engero esula ya 21.
Proverbs chapter 21 from verse 30.
Engeresula ya makumi abiri mulumu olunyolwa satu mulumu.
Proverbs chapter 21 from verse 30.
Tewali magezi ne wankubadde okutegeera ne wankubadde okuteesa mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. There is no counsel the world is going to take
kumukama
against the Lord.
Kubanga yake nyini ye kutesa.
Because himself is the counsel.
Wano singa chisukako.
Here if it exceeds
kubikoreddwe ebigulu mivwere ebikulu,
the elevated great things done.
Yake nyini gumba mulino okulaba.
Himself is the one you have to see.
Ate yuchizibwe enso okutuukayo.
And it is hard for the world to reach there.
Okutuuka balabe kutesa kwenyini
ngazi. Reach that they see counsel himself is come.
Munda gani nkade bagamba bomulaba ku.
In the old covenant they said if
he sees
and he's come like that.
You
don't remain alive. You die.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tujja kuba tugatira kao.
So we shall join on from there.
Omoyo wa amanyi.
The spirit of mighty.
Wokumanya.
The knowledge.
Nokutia mukama.
And the fear of the Lord.
Wakora mu single portion.
As he works in single portion.
Double portion and triple portion.
Double and triple portion.
Kama akuwa mukisa.
May God bless you.